Good morning. I want to draw your attention with me here to the baptismal font. Want to propose to you that this season of Lent that we are entering into begins here. And interestingly, I would suggest it also leads us here throughout the season to Easter. Begins here, leads us here. At some point in our lives, a day that many of us probably don't remember, I was baptized 2 weeks after I was born. That was the custom then. A day I don't remember, but on that day, we had water poured upon us, and we're anointed with oil. In the prayer book today, the words are, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and marked as Christ's own forever. And we become initiated into the Christian community. And here at St. Paul's, as you know, whenever we baptize someone, we then invite them to come forward. And sometimes it's to parents want to show off their little baby. But it's also symbolic of this movement into the community. We walk into the community that we are a part of. And we're not baptized into St. Paul's. We're baptized into the church. But we experience it here at St. Paul's. And so we walk in. We become part of a community. So it's the season of Lent. And for those of you who are able to gather with us on Ash Wednesday, we began the season with what? With ashes placed on our forehead in the same place that the oil was placed at baptism. A reminder to us of baptism and a reminder to us during this season that we perhaps haven't lived fully into that call of baptism. Lent is a season of repentance, of forgiveness, of absolution, of reconciliation, recognizing that perhaps we haven't fully lived into the call of baptism. And so it's a chance to recognize that and to name that and find ways that we can live ever more deeply into that. We miss the mark of baptism. And I've shared this thought before. There's a word in Scripture that's oftentimes used for the word for sin. It's a Greek word, and it's from the world of archery, as I was once told, and it means to miss the mark. In archery, you take the arrow, you aim it, you shoot it, and it misses the mark, misses the bullseye. It's called hamartia, missing the mark. It's a wonderful way of seeing what sin. It's one of the words used for sin, missing the mark. We miss the mark. We perhaps don't live into our baptismal covenant as fully as we can. As we've engaged in this, as I've begun to engage with this season of Lent, a few weeks ago I began thinking about what Lent would mean for me this year. And one of the words that came to my mind is trying to look at the rhythm of my life. And I suggest you perhaps can look at the rhythm of your life. We fall into rhythms in our lives, and we live into a rhythm in our lives. Now, sometimes that rhythm can be changed as things happen to us. Something happens, we have children, we have challenges at our work, or something happens, and our rhythm gets a little bit out of sync. That can happen. But most of the time, oftentimes, we won't choose another rhythm. You know, we kind of get into our rhythm, and we create it, and we kind of like it. And sometimes we don't want to change that rhythm. What I'm engaging with during this season of Lent is how to change the rhythm of my life, because sometimes that missing the mark becomes part of the rhythm. And how can we sort of regain who we're really called to be through baptism. I find it interesting this morning, as I began to look at the scriptures to prepare to share some thoughts this morning. So what's the first reading this year that the church presents to us this season of Lent? What's the first reading? That you would think that would be significant, wouldn't you? So the first reading we heard today is from Deuteronomy. And what is it about? If you listen to it, it's about stewardship. Now, I know you're going to say to me, okay, George, we did that already. We went through the fall, we got the letters. That's not the fullness of stewardship. It's a part of stewardship. It's a part of committing and making our pledge, but that's a part of stewardship. What this reading from Deuteronomy, though, is communicating to us is something, I think, on a much deeper level, a much more sense of where stewardship comes from, what it's about. It's the story of the Hebrew people. And in this reading, there's this recognition that the land has been given to them, and they are thankful to God for the gifts they've received. And this is a reference today to when the first harvest comes, when the fruit of the ground comes forth, they bring the first fruits. They take the best, and they take it to God. They go to the synagogue, their sacred place, and they share those first fruits. It encourages them to realize that this isn't all mine, but it's a gift from God, and I return some of it to God. And that sense of stewardship begins there. This sense that, well, today in the world we live in, perhaps we don't see just the area around us as a land that's been given to us, but we see all of creation. We see the environment as part of our call. How do we care for this environment? How do we care for this gift that God has given us? And how do we give thanks for the gifts, the talents, the resources that we've been given in our lives? How do we say thanks for that? How do we share that? Because if you're into one particular rhythm, which the reading of Deuteronomy is not calling us to, but some rhythm is, you pretty much get comfortable with what I got. You know, I got my talents and going to use them to benefit me. I've got time, very busy. I'm very busy with my life. I don't have a lot of time to give or to share. And my resources are pretty much mine. You know, I've worked for these. I've worked for this. I'm holding on to this. You know, my time, my talent, my treasure, the gifts that have been given to us at baptism. Sometimes we begin to think they belong to us. And what this first reading from Deuteronomy is inviting us to is to realize that from our ancestors in faith, there was that recognition that all is gift. And we stand in thankfulness and gratitude for the gifts by sharing what we have, by giving what we have, and making a difference. That, to me, is one of the ways of breaking out of the rhythm of our lives, perhaps during this season of Lent. How can we find a way to share in an even a deeper way what we've been given by God? Let me give you an example. St. Paul's can provide you during this season of Lent ways to break out of your rhythm. We're part of a group of Episcopal churches in our area, building a home for a family and Habitat for Humanity. And it's happening during Lent. It was almost planned that way. There's an opportunity to give up some of your time, perhaps a Saturday or a weekday, and to bring your skills to build a home. Now, you don't be frightened if you say, I don't have any skills to build a home. Well, one of the great lines of Habitat for Humanity I heard back in the 1980s, actually, was a line, the reason homes built by Habitat for Humanity workers are so well built is because the people building them don't know what they're doing. Meaning, there's so much effort and devotion. The example was given, if you're given a job, okay, put this piece of wood up and put a nail in every 18 inches. You know, if you're someone who's not sure what you're doing, I'm going to put one in every 10 inches. I'm just to be sure. You overcompensate sometimes. But to bring the gifts and the time that you have to the folks at Habitat who will supervise and help you. We're doing a lot of work in the Wake County Sponsors work, which is about seeing ways to gather with other faith communities, other organizations, to work together to find ways to address some of the things in our area, in our county, in our towns, some rhythms that perhaps our society has gotten used to that need to be changed, some new rhythms, some new opportunities for people who are not a part of some of what others have in flourishing. How can we become part of that? How can we work together? There's workshops being given with Wake County sponsors over the season of Lent. I invite you to be part of that. There's going to be training here from the Racial Equity Institute on the sin of racism in our world, in our society, in our systems, in our organizations. One of the best trainings out there is the Racial Equity Institute. I invite you to participate in that, to engage with that. How do we change those rhythms that have become so enmeshed in our culture and our society? Invite you in a few weeks to bring clothing here for the migrant workers, our annual Hermano Day, where we try to make a difference in people's lives. Invite you to participate in some of the spiritual offerings we have during this time of Lent. Perhaps participate in our Wednesday services at noon or 7 p.m., a chance to gather together in the chapel for a more intimate, informal Eucharist, where we will gather to discuss the scriptures for the following Sunday, so that our Sunday worship will even have more meaning as we come together. Maybe participate in that. Participate in our adult formation classes on Sundays over this course of Lent, and be part of that. And perhaps during the Lenten season, maybe come to services every Sunday of Lent. Perhaps every Sunday is not a regular part of your rhythm, but consider that during Lent. Be part of the Holy Week services, particularly the Holy Week services, that are those days just before Easter, that Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Day. Be part of that. Just those are just suggestions, ideas. You may have ways that you observe Lent, things that you do, things that you practice. But I invite you to consider something that I'm engaging with is how to change the rhythm of my life, of our lives, to open ourselves up to who God's calling us to be. I think Lent can be that wonderful opportunity. Begins at baptism. It begins with the gifts we've been given through baptism. It begins with remembering we've walked into a community. We're not doing this alone. We're gathered into a community to share our lives, to share who we are, to share what we have, to share what we're about, and create something even more. And Easter Day, when we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, we will renew our baptismal covenant. We will renew our baptism, and during that liturgy, all the services of Easter Day, the clergy will go around and sprinkle us with the water of baptism, reminding us of who we are. It begins at the waters, and it leads to the waters of baptism, the way that we live that resurrected life now. So I invite you, as the liturgy on Ash Wednesday says, I invite you to a holy Lent. Invite you to find ways that perhaps you can change the rhythms of your life that will open you ever more deeply to the call that God gives each of you and gives our community of St. Paul's. Have a holy Lent.